What's up? It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. Today's news is we're going to, you know, cover about the coronavirus impact in Alabama. So there's a short clip from WVTM 13 News, you know, giving the coverage. So I'm going to go ahead and roll the short clip.
The impact of COVID-19 or the coronavirus tightening its grip on the country, and today with more than 7,000 active cases across the U.S. Confirmed cases in Alabama up today to 51 with more tests pending. And the majority of those cases are found here in Jefferson County at 25. Numbers in Lee County also on the rise with 8 cases there. Also 3 in Tuscaloosa County and 4 in Shelby County. Drive-through testing over at Church of the Highlands reached capacity again today. Organizers tell us everything went smoothly with no traffic issues. They had to cut the line off about 2 hours after they opened, and 500 tests were executed today. It's happening again tomorrow at the location at Grants Mill Road. The entrance will not open until 6:30 a.m., and testing will begin at 9 a.m. Also, there's no charge for people who do not have insurance. Today, President Trump compared the impact of COVID-19, the threat, and to the COVID-19 threat to that of a war. A Birmingham doctor infected with COVID-19 agrees. WVTM 13's John Papke explains why Dr. Michael Sag believes we're in the middle of a public health battle.
For the last few days, UAB infectious disease Dr. Michael Sag has been in quarantine.
I feel like I'm in prison. I don't leave the room except every now and then I'll traipse into the kitchen not touching anything. Have somebody hand me something and then I go right back into my quarters.
After a trip to New York recently with his son, test confirmed Sag is infected with COVID-19. So now, a man who researches diseases is personally fighting one of the worst pandemics our nation has ever seen. Dr. Sag says you should only leave your home to get groceries, medicine, or visit the doctor. Extreme quarantine measures that he says mirror what the British went through during the German bombings of World War II.
We are in a war. We're in a war against the virus. We know it's here. We know it's already invaded.
He says we need to be just as vigilant as the British public 80 years earlier.
We don't go out and socialize during that time. We hunker down. That's what it's like. Don't get together in groups of anything unless it's essential.
And he expects the battle to last for months.
Personally, I think it's going to get really bad, really quick, to the point of being horrible in a matter of 4 to 6 weeks, and it doesn't necessarily stop there, I'm afraid.
If so, we must be prepared to fight the outbreak through the summer. In Birmingham, John Papke, WVTM 13.
All right, Sunday is right around the corner, but Mayor Woodfin asking churches not to gather. WVTM 13's Bria Douglas is live in Birmingham. He's recommending something else instead, Bria.
Guy living in the Bible Belt, he knows how hard it is for people to skip church, but says if possible, have service online. Mayor Woodfin talked to some pastors, giving them options pertaining to Sunday service. The obvious one, not to have church at all, but if so, have it online. If pastors have church, Woodfin encourages seniors not to attend. And lastly, if seniors do attend church, Woodfin urges them to keep distance. Woodfin says he understands the challenge this presents for the faith community during the virus outbreak.
I know that it's hard to do in these times because, as I stated earlier, leaning on our faith, we want to be close to each other. We want to be with each other.
And last week, a lot of churches chose not to have service. We'll keep you updated on the ones that have it this week. Live in Birmingham, Bria Douglas, WVTM 13.
Bria, thanks. A strong message today for parents.
And just not too long ago, like a few couple of hours ago, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed had issued a curfew for the city of Montgomery, from ranging on a daily basis from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And those who did not obey those rules, they'll spend get charged with a misdemeanor and spend 180 days in jail. So, that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air. See you in the next episode.